Amber Houle is the Director of Community Services for Northern Sunrise County. She joins us on the line today. Amber, how do you do? Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I really appreciate you guys giving us exposure.
A farm scams presentation is coming up. Specifically, a rural and farm scam presentation is coming up in the early part of November. Just as a general icebreaker, if we can, please, Amber, what's an overview of the presentation going to be happening?
Yeah, so we're bringing in Julie Matthews, and she's going to be doing a 75-minute presentation. So she's going to be sharing some practical tips on spotting and avoiding latest scams, insights into how scammers operate, providing guidance on safeguarding personal and financial information. She'll also provide some strategies for staying vigilant in our digital age. And then, of course, like you said, is targeting some of the specific scam types that are out there, including agricultural scams. So those could be things like scams that target farmers, like fake equipment sales, bogus crop insurance offers, and fraudulent government grant schemes. And she's also going to be talking a little bit about what do you do after you suspect or if you have been a victim of a scam. So she's going to give us a great overview of how to just basically navigate this digital world that we're living in and just realizing that there is a lot more opportunities for people to scam us.
How key is this in your mind to be presented? Because one might think, especially somebody who does not grow up in the farming sector, like yours truly, how key is this that this still might happen even in the agriculture sector?
Oh, man. Scams are, like I said, it's more and more prevalent. Like it's something that I think almost all of us are dealing with. And the nice thing with this presentation, although it does have a strong emphasis on farm and rural scams, she is going to be doing general scams as well. So it's if somebody isn't a part of that farming industry, they're still welcome to come out, and I'm sure everyone will have some kind of learning out of the presentation. And like I said, it's something, you know, whether you're a senior, whether you're a youth, there's more and more access nowadays to be scammed. So emails and social media, phone calls. I know myself, I just recently had a thing where I got contacted at the county office and saying that there was some things that, like legal matters that need to be dealt with. And as I dived into it, I soon realized it's a scam. But for some people that aren't exposed to it as often, they may fall for things. And so this just gives us an opportunity to educate our community and our region so that we can prevent these scams from happening.
Yeah, I was going to ask you here, Amber, being aware, I'm thinking, is the biggest key to some of these alerts that all of a sudden pop up. How aware do we have to be? Because, as you just mentioned, they come in all types.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And we definitely have to be more aware because they're getting better at it, unfortunately.
Strategies in your mind to possibly stay alert. I know we don't want to take away from Julie and her presentation that's coming up on Tuesday, November the 4th, but in your mind, just what do you think are some of the strategies to stay alert to say, this might be a question mark?
Right. Trust your instincts. I think that's a big one that people forget. If it doesn't feel right and somebody's asking you personal information like your birthday, your postal code, things like that, the information that they might already have, if it were a true thing, it's okay to stand your ground and be like, yeah, I'm not giving you that information, or saying, can I give you a call back? I need to deal with things. Like, I need to look into this further myself before I address anything. Taking that pause. Also, you know, it's putting in now some of our cell phones. You have the ability to they identify whether it's possibly a scam or not, so you can put some safeguards into your phones now. Really taking the time, if it's an email, taking the time to actually read it thoroughly. Don't click any links, but reading thoroughly and seeing, is this something that actually pertains to me, or is this something that could be a possible scam? And when in doubt, reach out to somebody. That's, I think, the biggest one is if it doesn't feel right on your end, it's okay to reach for help and be like, hey, like, is this, do you think this is real or not? Sometimes just having that second opinion, whether it's a family member, a friend, a colleague, Even though you might feel a little bit of shame asking for that, I think it's really important to reach out to those contacts. And then when it is a scam, or you're almost certain it is, report it to the RCMP. I think that's the biggest thing that we can do for ourselves and for other people around us, you know, so that nobody else gets targeted with the same scam. There is a fraud line through the RCMP that you can report things, and you can just call the local detachment, and they'll lead you in the right direction.
Good point you bring up here, Amber, as well, is how easy is it, yet how difficult is it to say, hey, wait a minute, this sounds like something, maybe I should contact the Anti-Fraud Center or the cops.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
The Rural and Farm Scam presentation is coming up. I have Tuesday, November the 4th at 6:30 p.m. Whereabouts is it, and where can we sign up?
Yeah, so it's going to be held at the St. Isidore Cultural Center. And to sign up, they can just register with me at 780-625-3287. Or if you see the poster online, we do have a QR code there, so you can register online as well.
How much are you looking forward to the presentation? Because I'm sure some information is definitely going to be shared.
I'm definitely looking forward to it, and it's great. It's actually a partnership as well. So NAMPA Northern Sunrise County FCSS is partnering with Northern Sunrise County Rural Crime Watch. So I think it's a really good partnership, and we're both really thrilled to be partnering on this and bringing this information forward, just because, like I said, it's something that's part of our society, and we just need to safeguard our community members the best that we can.
Amber Houle is the Director of Community Services for Northern Sunrise County.
Can I give you one more little blurb, just in case people are wondering who Julie Matthews is?
Please do.
Sure. So Julie Matthews is widely known as a seasoned fraud prevention educator, and she's a community advocate. She has spent 19 years as an investigative TV reporter. Some of the people might know her from Troubleshooter from Global Edmonton, where she dived into consumer protection issues and exposing scams as well as shady business practices. And recently, she's a certified fraud examiner. She's active in organizing fraud prevention education across Alberta and Western Canada. So she definitely holds a strong voice, and I think she's going to bring a wealth of knowledge.
Amber Houle, the Director of Community Services for Northern Sunrise County. I appreciate this. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good rest of your day.